An even bigger China deal than expected. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
And I'm very excited, actually. We cover a lot more territory than agriculture, but I'm very excited for the farmer because there's never been a deal of this magnitude for the American farmer.
President Trump and U.S. farmers are excited to hear the news of positive negotiation towards trade with China. The news came late Friday at the White House as both countries are agreeing to a new deal that could see China purchasing as much as $50 billion in U.S. ag products.
So we're going to be up to $40 to $50 billion of agricultural purchases, which means the farmers are going to have to work a lot of overtime to produce that much. That's the largest order in the history of agriculture, by far.
And this does come as great news for the farming community nationwide. And Tennessee Farm Bureau President Jeff Aiken says, given the continued downturn in the farm economy over the past 5 years, this news should help turn that around.
Over the last 5 years, net farm income has decreased by 50% or a little greater. So not all of that can be attributed to trade, but much of it can. So this is just great news and great opportunity for American agriculture, and I'm hopeful that it'll be a shot in the arm, a burst of energy that will get the ag economy back on a positive note.
They were purchasing 16 or 17 billion at the highest point, and that'll be brought up to 40 billion to 50 billion. So I'd suggest the farmers have to go and immediately buy more land and get bigger tractors.
Well, the president says the deal, which is part of phase one in the trade negotiations with China, could be signed within the next 4 weeks between the two countries, and hopefully that will have a great impact on all of American ag. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.